How did your diagnosis of diabetes come about?
It was rather strange, really, because I had no idea that I was becoming ill, other than the lingering depression, which I was still fighting. I went to holiday in Greece, and I look back on the pictures, and I was so incredibly thin. It doesn't seem possible that someone hadn't marched me to the doctors, but since I had accepted that I was simply nice and thin, I suppose it wouldn't be fair to expect anyone else to pick up on it. But I was at work one day, and one of the secretaries said to me, "You're horribly, horribly thin now, you know, Jill." And I was absolutely terrified, because I realised it was true, and that I'd been in some sort of denial about it. And of course, thinness, with my lack of medical knowledge, but the little I had, made me think leukemia or cancer, basically. And it wasn't long after that, again, a very singular event. I was thirsty at work, and I rushed out across to the corner shop and bought myself the worst thing, of course, in retrospect, I realised I possibly could, which is a can of Coke, downed in it in one, and was still feeling desperately thirsty, and thought there was something wrong about, definitely something wrong. And I wasn't completely ignorant of diabetes, although I hadn't, it was not me that made the connection, because the connection we had was that my mother's stepfather developed diabetes type 2 when he was about 75. So we knew a little bit about some of the classic symptoms. I still hadn't made the connection, but I rang my mother and said, "I don't know what's the matter with me. Everyone says I'm thin and I keep drinking all the time." Because by then I realised, of course, I was drinking a lot more, and it sort of crept up on me. And I went to see my GP, who wasn't the most sympathetic GP, and poo-pooed it a little, but nevertheless sent off a sample to the hospital and was very unimpressed with the result. I can't remember how they measured things exactly. The figure 10 sticks in my mind. I was only 10. My blood sugar was only 10. I think that was what it was, which was not desperately significant. But anyway, he'd send me to the Whittington Hospital. And I got to the Whittington Hospital and saw a very nice man who said, very quickly, put me through a glucose tolerance test, which is a deeply unpleasant experience, drinking a lot of sticky material and having blood tests done every half an hour, I think it probably was, and confirmed that I did indeed have diabetes. And I'm not quite sure how they could judge this, but they said I was about a fortnight off a coma, and it would have been very dangerous indeed. And I was taken to hospital the next day. That was September 1979.